I was served a video today.
Oh, yes?
It was Hank Azaria.
Oh!
As Agador.
Oh, I've seen this.
The Birdcage is 30 years old.
Oh, my God.
I can't even talk about it, but he was wearing his straight-looking shirt, so I'm wearing my straight-looking shirt.
Oh,
because
I love it.
I don't know if it was the one he actually wore in the movie, but it is, and when I saw it today, I was like, you know what? You know what's going to get me through my grief that the Birdcage is 30 years old? I'm going to dress like Hank Azaria.
Yes! Today. All right. Hi, Jillian Bezzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
Fam, if you want to connect with us and other listeners outside of your life or whatever.
Or make it part of your life.
Make it part of your life.
Part of your world.
You can join the Facebook group. It's the True Crime Obsessed podcast discussion group.
Yep.
Lots of people, like 60,000 people in there just hanging out, sharing memes, talking about the episodes.
Yeah.
We also have a Discord.
Yeah, and you kind of do the same thing there. There are just channels on the Discord server. And so that's also where we have a channel to like send us AMA questions for when we do AMAs. And we're doing this thing now where we take your questions about our episodes.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Oh, that was so fun that we did that.
Yeah, so there's like a whole channel for that. So, you know, we're just hanging out.
So, you can find links to both in the show notes. Go, like, meet your fellow TCO fam and just come hang out with us.
Hang out.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, that series, The Curious Case Of, is back. So this is season 2, episode 1. It's called Death by Detox?
There are people who have been rock stars in the food health business over the course of decades. And Robert Young was one of those people.
I have discovered that the human organism is alkaline by design.
I was thinking this guy walked on water.
Any expert or research scientist always regards him as the Nikola Tesla of our time.
This is like the teachings of Jesus coming through this man.
Robert Young said he could cure her cancer if she did exactly what he said. Why was everybody getting sicker, not better?
You would think, wow, the guy that cures cancer is going to get brought out as a hero.
Robert Young was energized by watching people get better. But where does salesmanship end and fraud begin?
All I know is that we've got to talk about, like, people's colonics a lot today.
You know, I have a lot to say about a lot of things in this episode.
I was barfing so hard.
I said this last, I don't know what day it is or how many episodes we've recorded in the last week and a half. It seems like 11.
Or something.
But I feel like I just mentioned that we were going to be dropping these in, The Curious Case.
Yeah.
There are better episodes than this, and they, like, Beth Karras is more vocal about correcting the record, and I'm surprised I didn't see her as much here in this episode.
Beth Karras, who you know I love.
It's an interesting first episode of the second season, is what I'm saying.
Oh, this is the first one,
yeah.
Beth Karras does feel like she's phoning it in a little bit for this one.
And, you know, and we'll get into it.
Well, we're in Lynn Valley, Kansas. We meet some guy whose name we get later, but he's here to be an apologist for, like, the asshole in this thing.
Yes.
And he's basically saying that Robert Young, the guy that we're about to spend the next hour talking about, this Robert Young guy saved his mother-in-law. And, like, the mother-in-law had become completely septic, admitted to the ICU. She was gonna die. And he asked Robert what to do.
She basically gave her what is identical to healthy blood and forced stem cell production. 15 minutes later, she started murmuring. And within 6 hours, my mother-in-law was awake, aware, conscious. She was dead on every level, man. And she's still alive now because of Dr. Robert Young.
And it, like, saved her life, which stem cells do that.
Sure.
Like, we know that, like, I don't know much about stem cells. I know some people who have had very good experiences with stem cells.
Great.
I wish we knew what this Robert Young's specialty was.
It's weird.
Because people are going to him for everything.
And it's weird because we never hear about the stem cell stuff again.
Right.
It's only the green juice.
Yes.
So it's weird that this guy, like, thinks this Robert guy is his best friend.
And
they're
he'll come back later. Like he's here to be an apologist.
He's a snake oil salesman himself.
100%.
We need to talk about Dessa Ireland. She's an energy healer. Now, she says, energies correspond with our organs. When our organs are functioning, everything else is functioning. Like, okay, but those are two different thoughts. Like, organs run on more than just vibes, girl.
Yeah, 100%.
And to be clear, I've been to energy healers. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, believe what you want to believe. I'm just saying we have to, like, be real about our organs.
And also, like, Dessa is saging the room and, like, doing a gong before she starts to, like, she's, like, setting the intention for her interview.
Which I she's going to talk about very intimate stuff. I get it. I have no problem with that. I understand what she's doing. I believe in it. Fine. But, like, there are a lot of things that she's going to say coming up that I I cannot even believe that Beth Karras hasn't jumped in and corrected the record.
I know. I just like, but I'm sorry. I'm just going to say, like, to bring your own sage to a set feels like a lot to me.
I think it's her place, right?
Oh, I get, but like, there's people there.
Well, that's why she's sage. She's clearing that energy.
I don't like Dessa. I'm just going to say it. I'm not into her. I feel like if I met Dessa at a party, she'd be the person I would politely have to excuse myself from talking to.
I have a lot of issues with her because she's also misrepresenting what happened to her. So
yeah.
Dessa's story is,
when I was in my 30s, I was diagnosed with precancerous cells and they wanted to start radiation right away. Well, I absolutely knew that that was not my path. I went on a road trip with my sister and I walk into a beauty supply and there were some oils that you could get for curing cancer.
So instead, she takes a road trip with her sister and stops at some beauty supply store on the side of the road for some essential oils that are going to cure her cancer.
Which she like fully believes in. And she tells us this like very personal, very intimate story about douching with these essential oils.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Like,
look, people must have to do this.
No. Okay. Precancerous cells are on her labia. Okay. I know I'm not a doctor, but I've had a vagina my entire life. You should not be douching. Douching, the vagina is self-cleaning. She's good. Uh-huh, you should not be douching. Any doctor on the planet will be like, well, maybe not. Well, this guy's not a doctor. So yeah, a real doctor would be like, no, don't do that. You should not be douching at all. You should not be douching every single day. And you should definitely not be douching with the essential oils you just bought on the side of the road.
Like at a gas station.
Like obviously, she's self-cleaning. You're not 100% off the hook. You have to make sure in your daily routine. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Listen, I do. We learned a lot about this. We've got a little girl.
But like the way that she said, and I think it's ridiculous that Beth Karras hasn't jumped in and been like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Because what this woman is she's spewing this misinformation. It's blatant misinformation. Like, please, I don't want people to hear this
right. And
then start putting essential oils up their vagina. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be douching at all. I can't believe they still sell them at CVS or whatever if they do. Like, please don't do this. Please, please, please.
She also has some story about, like, in the process of doing this.
So in the 9th day of my douching, I was in the shower standing and literally a black blob like the size of a softball fell out. I heard it splash. I saw it. But when I looked down in the shower, there was nothing. And I heard, you are cured.
And then she hears somebody say to her, like, you're cured or something.
And I'm like, so the blob is invisible, but then the invisible black blob spoke to you.
Right. And cured your cancer.
And she's been douching for 9 days with these essential oils. And like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but this isn't about energy healing anymore.
Right.
Like, this is, we're into the dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Like, this is not, and I don't know what actually happened, but what she says is that she goes back to the doctor and she's cancer free. Dessa, you were always cancer-free. You never had cancer. They were pre-cancerous cells.
Uh-huh.
So she's sort of talking about this as if, like, it cured her cancer.
Right.
But according to the American Cancer Society, pre-cancerous cells are abnormal cells.
Yeah.
It says, the next sentence is, the cells are not cancer.
Right.
They show changes that raise the risk of turning into cancer. So she never had cancer in the first place. So to say that this cured her cancer and she is now cancer-free, like, Dessa, that's not cool. And Beth, like, where are you, girl?
Well, I don't think Beth Karras was like shown the dailies. Why are we coming so hard for Beth Karras?
Because I've seen her do better in other episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that she's not like there in the next one, she talks about, we have to sit and listen to her skincare routine.
Beth Karras is?
And what works and what works for her, but yet.
Yeah.
I was like, Beth,
I want to also take this opportunity to remind everybody that I am getting a colonoscopy in April. And I want everybody, this is your reminder to get your colonoscopy. And I actually was just sitting down with my doctor to talk about, like, what can be found in a colonoscopy. And the precancerous cells. I haven't had mine yet, so who knows?
Who knows?
But, right, and it was explained to me the exact same thing. They are not cancer, they are precancerous cells.
It's just a dangerous kind of thing, and like, what's the black
blob? I think you've done a real service here. I think this is like very valuable information that you're sharing.
Like, please don't put foreign, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know what this black blob was. I think she might have
maybe made it up.
Figment of her imagination a little bit.
Girl, Rocket Money is a sponsor this week.
Yeah, we love Rocket Money.
I love Rocket Money. I was thinking about it last night when I went to bed because it's a finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions. And I was like, I need to, like, I have it on one credit card and I need to put it on others because I'm like, I'm paying too much, girl.
Yeah, because Rocket Money can track the subscriptions.
Yes.
So you can see it all on the dashboard, which I love. Everything's in one place. So you can see, am I using that? Is that one worth it? Like, see what you're using, the frequency, how much everything costs.
Well, and also the app consolidates checking, savings, loans, investments into one single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture. And so, like, for me, I need everything in one place so I can see everything all at once, or else I will only look at one thing and then turn it off.
Yeah. So you can set, like, budgets and goals. You can get, like, personal insights, regular reports on what you're spending.
They also do automated savings so you can help. Like, if you need that extra push to, like, build that savings account, that automated savings feature really is kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's one of those set it and forget it things.
Exactly. So, fam, like we said, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
So Dessa's story, in 2011, she moved to California. She said she saw a job posting for a housekeeping position for an alternative healing center.
So I responded to the ad. When I arrived and saw the estate, I asked the manager what went on here, and she told me it was the pH miracle system.
And she learns that this estate is for a thing called pH miracle system.
Which is obvious. What a stupid name. Obviously bullshit.
It's the Patrick Hines miracle system. Like, welcome to my estate.
I'd be like,
no.
We can't do this.
No. Listen, it's been 47 years. I found the shit that worked for me. Like, I'm keeping it to myself.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
So Beth Karras is here a bit too late, but welcome.
I know.
I'm not coming hard for her. I just
want to say, I love you and I know you're joking, but like, I don't think that Beth Karras like gets to choose when what questions she gets asked.
It's true. Maybe I've just watched too many episodes of this. I know too much.
Well, but the truth of the matter is I feel your frustration in having really important information that needs to be shared. Right. And like, more people are going to watch this documentary than are going to hear this episode probably. And they're going to miss the important shit that you said.
And we're kind of in a state of the world where, like, you know, all media literacy and reading comprehension is kind of at an all-time low. Yeah. And I feel like people are going to watch this and be like, oh shit, like, well, I can do that. Like, funny. No, you can't.
It's funny because I just had the conversation with my doctor about precancerous cells and it didn't even occur to me I mean, I think Dessa is full of shit. So, like, I wasn't really caring a whole lot what she had to say anyway. But so maybe I was only half paying attention. But I was like, I don't, like, this whole thing sounds crazy to me.
Yeah. And I just don't like the misrepresentation of the, like, and then I was cancer free. But you always were. And I'm not, like, if you have precancer, like, focus on them. Do what you have to do. I'm not saying ignore them and they're nothing. Yeah. But, like, words matter.
Because if it didn't develop into cancer, that's fantastic. But that means that you were always cancer free.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
This is, what's that thing? Oh, God, I'm going to forget the thing. Where women explain something and then men re-explain it as though they came up with it.
Are you talking about mansplaining?
No, there's, like, a word for it where it's, like, a woman explains something and then, like, the man in the meeting, like, says it, like, but changes one word and pretends that he came up with it.
I always know that as mansplaining.
But my point is, all I'm doing is parroting what you're saying.
Yes.
So I have no fresh ideas here.
No one thinks that you're, like...
trying to steal Jillian's ideas.
No. Like, we can't argue who has the vagina here.
1,000,000%.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask any doctor, they'll agree.
Yeah.
So she, like, Beth tells us what this, like, system is, in air quotes.
I grew up in the 90s. I have never heard of this.
No, this guy has a picture with President Obama. I'm like, what?
I know.
Or like shaking hands. Like, I know. Must have been in some other thing. They definitely aren't like buddy-buddy.
No.
But he was in the Oval Office.
For sure. Like, they basically tell us.
The pH Miracle System is a dietary and lifestyle program developed by Dr. Robert O. Young. You know alkaline water? You've all seen it in the supermarket. Well, that's popular in part because of Robert Young. He promotes what he says is a science-based approach to diet.
Apparently, he made alkaline water popular. Apparently, we're supposed to know what that is.
It's like smart water.
It's just like water with salt in it?
It's like the brand smart water, like that you see at
wherever. Yeah, I love smart water. But that's like electrolytes.
Yeah, I don't know either. It just feels like water's good as it is.
The more we talk about this, the less we have to talk about the colonics, which is really what I'm going for.
So this is where we meet Matthew again, the apologist from the top. And he's like, Robert Young is my best friend and mentor. I'm like, Matt, you're in this way too deep. I would love to know how Robert Young describes you, if he even remembers you at all. I really don't think that he's going to be like, oh, my best friend, Maddie. Like, no.
He's also trying to compare himself. He says he met Dr. Young because he was working on a project that was supposed to remove the environmental pollution that was affecting everybody's health.
Oil.
Yeah.
I also love how he says supposed to. It was supposed to. Like, it clearly did.
Totally.
It clearly did.
We still have plenty of toxins, Matt. You did not do a good job.
He was like, it's just minerals and water and an oil. And I'm like, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And? So Matt is going to tell us the Robert Young story. So please take this with grains of salt. Please.
Grains of alkaline. Can we please call it alkaline?
This guy's not going to be objective.
No.
So he's from Utah and is a, quote, healthy skeptic. We also get him on the phone from prison. By the way?
Yeah. Well, on the phone from prison, talking to Beth Karras, who basically is just like exasperated to be talking
to him. She hates him, thank God. But he's like, he was a healthy skeptic who was taught from a very young age to critically think things through.
And to let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. He's never drank alcohol, never smoked cigarettes. He eats raw, natural foods, not processed foods. And that is directly related to his Mormon upbringing.
Good for you for, like, having, like, eating all, like, the healthy shit and never drinking. Like, good for you. Like, that's great. But, like, can we all lighten up a little fucking
bit? But also, this isn't a hot take. Beth Karras says that, like, his whole belief system is that a diet with a lot of alkaline foods, vegetables, and not a lot of refined sugar is healthy. And I'm like, no shit.
I know.
Like,
invented that.
How is this revolutionary?
Nobody knew about that before 1991.
President Obama.
I know. Like, where was Michelle? Michelle, you're the ones who look at guy like the calories on the menus.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean?
So this revolutionary thought is more vegetables, not as much refined sugar. Really?
Yeah. Okay. I also love too that we hear him on the phone from prison talking about how like he should have been a firefighter because he would be running towards the fire, not
shut up. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
No chance.
So we meet 90-year-old Antonia Adele Hoffman and her daughter, Lynn.
They're pretty insufferable.
They're awful. But I got to tell you, regardless of what I believe, this woman looks great for 90.
And let me tell you, too, Antonia says she's the older one. She's 90. She said,
I tried Weight Watchers, Atkins diet, the banana diet, fasting, the grapefruit diet. Whatever diet was out there, I tried it. And once I was introduced to Robert Young's program, oh my God, I experienced a miracle.
Let me tell you, the struggle to not be overweight is real.
I hear that.
The whole obesity epidemic, which I suffered from my entire life, and I did the same. I did the Weight Watchers. I did Atkins.
I think she called it Weight Watches.
Weight Watches. I did the no-carb diets. I did the South Beach
no
diet.
Fun.
It's
no carbs, no fun.
And let me tell you that, like, when you do a diet like that and it works for a minute and then it doesn't, or it doesn't work at all, you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Like, the being overweight, if you don't want to be overweight is very, very, very hard.
Sure.
All I'm saying is, Antonia, I see you. I'm very, very glad for you, Antonia, that you are like feeling healthy. You're jumping on a trampoline. You're 90.
Yeah.
You look like you're having a blast over there. Like, that's great. But the problem, and Beth Karras is going to say this later, is that people are going to this doctor for obesity stuff, but they're going to him for cancer stuff too. So it's like, and he's got a one size fits all approach to this.
Yeah. So they started drinking the green juice. The green juice is what's going to cure everything from your weight to the
cancer
tumors you have.
Yeah.
But they're also not caring about calories.
Well, because she's saying, like, the great thing about these green juices is I can drink as much of it as I want and not have to count calories. And I was like, that sounds awful.
And then she's also saying that God is guiding the way and like, what he says is the word of God. And I'm like, I can't listen to you anymore.
I know.
What is there to say?
I know. And so we learn that Dr. Young, I'm calling him doctor. I hate
don't,
it.
Don't. Why?
What's his first name?
I'm just calling him Robert Young.
Robert Young. That's it. Because like, we're going to learn later. Guess what? He's not a real doctor.
Of course he's not. You think?
I know.
Real revolutionary. More veggies, less sugar. And guess what? This guy's not a doctor. All shocking things,
the
apparently.
The thing about it, though, is how easily you can fake it. Like, everybody else thought he was a real doctor.
Because
you know?
When people are in a situation where they've tried everything and you're selling them this miracle drug, like, you can take advantage of people here, and that's what these people do.
Yeah.
And Beth Karras wants us to know she had a thyroid issue that she solved through diet and exercise. She's like,
before taking traditional medicine, let me try a few things out. And I went to a nutritionist, and kind of rebuilt my thyroid, and I'm 100% normal and have been for the last few years. I did it through diet and supplements, but I wouldn't hesitate to get traditional treatment if I needed it.
She would not hesitate to get traditional treatment if needed. That's the answer.
Right.
In my view. Like
100%.
Healthcare in this country is a fucking scam. I understand. You try other things. I totally get it. I'm supportive of that to a point, but you also, like, these people, like, essential oils are probably not going to cure your cancer, everybody.
Right.
And we need to talk about that because these people are taking advantage of you. You want help.
Yeah.
You don't feel well and you want help. And
yeah.
Here is this guy going to come in. Do you honestly think, like, chemo's not fucking fun.
Right.
You're putting poison in you. Do you really think that there's a miracle green juice that the entire medical industry is hiding from you?
And that's the thing is that, like, when these people go to this place where he is and he's giving them this green juice and then these, like, IV infusions and they're losing weight or they're gaining weight because of the saline in the water and they're not getting better and they want to leave, they get talked out of it.
Right.
You know?
Like, you think that if you, I just don't understand that you would think, or he wants people to think that, like, my doctor could give me this green juice, but he's injecting me with poison instead, and I'm going through chemo and feeling sick all the time, like for fun.
That's what's part of the sadness of this here, is that, like, these people are brainwashed into believing that they've found the miracle cure.
Right.
They're the lucky ones that are going to live. They're the lucky ones that found this doctor that nobody else knew about. And so, like, it's all, I mean, it's a cult.
And you have to be careful because not all alternative medicine people, but, like, the industry is full of scammers.
Yes.
For this reason. And so just be careful.
That whole diet supplement industry is not very heavily regulated. That's the other part.
100%. So,
you know?
Like, get your alternative medicine. I understand, but like, there are alternative medicines that are legit.
Yes.
This guy's not.
No. Girl, Rocket Money is a sponsor this week.
Yeah, we love Rocket Money.
I love Rocket Money. I was thinking about it last night when I went to bed because it's a finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions. And I was like, I need to, like, I have it on one credit card and I need to put it on others because I'm like, I'm paying too much, girl.
Yeah, because Rocket Money can track the subscriptions.
Yes.
So you can see it all on the dashboard, which I love. Everything's in one place. So you can see, am I using that? Is that one worth it? Like, see what you're using, the frequency, how much everything costs.
Well, and also the app consolidates checking, savings, loans, investments into one single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture. And so, like, for me, I need everything in one place so I can see everything all at once, or else I will only look at one thing and then turn it off.
Yeah. So you can set, like, budgets and goals. You can get, like, personal insights, regular reports on what you're spending.
They also do automated savings so you can help. Like, if you need that extra push to, like, build that savings account, that automated savings feature really is kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's one of those set it and forget it things.
Exactly. So, fam, like we said, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed. So let's go to Preston, Idaho in 2010. Jane is here with her horses. No names for the horses, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, she's going to tell us about Tracy, her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So Tracy was a single mom. She went to school to be an environmental engineer.
My God.
I know. In her last semester in school, she was diagnosed with a very serious form of cancer of the soft tissue.
She was a stage 4 case, and this is an incurable cancer. They said we could operate, take out the tumors, but inevitably, this will take you.
But inevitably, they say this is going to take you. So it's that kind of thing where it's like, but maybe there's this one treatment you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And I think, too, that, like, Dr. Robert Young would say, like, it's not that it's not available to everybody. It's just that most people don't believe in it.
Right. Or you're told not to, or it's kept from you or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, someone tells...
Oh, and we're going to get that at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
That, like, cancer is, like, the number one selling, you know, it's what keeps the medical industry alive. So, of course, they're going to oppress and suppress people like Robert Young who have the answer.
It's really cruel to prey on people who are scared and they don't feel well and they just want to fucking live and have a good life, and to prey on them in this way is like unconscionable.
Because one of the other, like, survivors or one of the family members says later too is that when you're dying, time is your most precious resource.
Yeah.
And when you go to a place like this, not only are they shortening your life, they're taking away the time that you have left.
And your money. So someone tells Tracy's mom about Robert Young, and they were at the ranch 2 days later. And this guy is like promising to cure the cancer.
They do this thing where they say that he takes her blood, puts it under a microscope, and says he can see mold, candida, fungus, and he can see the cancer.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a complete lie.
It's like when you're sitting in that chair next to him looking at your blood and you're like, I see it too. Like, can you fix it? And he says, yes.
Yeah. So we're back with Dessa because now it's the summer of 2010 at the ranch or the center or whatever. And she explains like, yeah, it looks beautiful in the brochure, but it's all smoke and mirrors. And I'm like, really?
Because the whole
ranch,
the ranch is just his house.
These people were looking at the brochure of his home, his pool, his water walkway to his massive, beautiful estate doors. Not the mobile trailer that was also the colonics room. Mind you, I think he was charging $1,900 a night.
Like, all of the treatments were done outside. And he's charging like $2,000 a day. And guess what, everybody? Insurance doesn't pay for this.
No.
That is on you.
Yes. And, like, that's the other thing. Like, in order for, like, Tracy's family to get here, like, get her there the next day, you have to be loaded.
Right.
You
and
know?
This guy's like, so you're...
Or willing to sell your house or whatever.
Willing to pay the money. So you're desperate, you're scared.
Yes.
If you have money, great. If you don't, you'll get it.
Yeah.
And like, that's what he's preying on.
I mean, I remember like when I had a cat and like my cat got sick. I'm like, I will sell an
You'll do
organ
anything.
To fix whatever
sure.
this cat needs. Like, imagine it's your mom.
Yeah. And then you're feeling like, well, I'm not an expert. I don't know. This guy has this and he's telling me like, oh, okay.
And then the thing is, you want to believe it so badly, you're not asking for the receipts. Like, show me. Put me in touch with the five people you cured of this soft tissue cancer.
Yeah, because you all know? You're thinking about is all of the long list of things that didn't work.
Yeah, and he's probably making, I bet the answer on the other end of the line is, well, we've got one bed available right now.
One.
Just opened up today. It'll be gone by tomorrow. So if you want to get on a plane.
If you want to save your mom's life.
Yeah.
Then we got to go.
You're so lucky. Like, the last person just canceled.
And we need a deposit before we do anything else.
Yes.
Immediately. So also the place was filthy.
One of the rooms was their family RV. And before somebody checked in, I would always go in and do a pre-check. And when I opened up the oven, there were 2 inches of rat droppings in the bottom of this oven.
She is like going into the quarters where these very, very, very sick patients are going to be staying. It smells like shit. She opens the oven and it's full of rat poop.
Oven.
I know.
The oven.
The oven in the RV.
And also there was like no running water and this guy wasn't flushing his toilet for months.
Oh my God. Now, she describes this man's personal bathroom as like a porta potty.
So let me just say something. Ugh. This not only is this disgusting and not sterile, but it's also not healthy. Like, you think refined sugar is bad for you? How about inhaling feces for months on end?
Oh, my God.
That's not good for you either.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? That'll make you sick, too.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
this whole ranch or whatever is built around giving you the green juice that makes you shit and then giving you colonics. Like, that's what you're there for.
To, like, get the cancer or whatever it is out of you or the weight or whatever it is that you're there for.
Yeah. And, like, there's no running water at this guy's house and he's just pooping on his own poop like day after day after day.
What were we just talking about? Oh, and the Rocky Mountain mortician thing where it's like, then where's the money going?
Yeah.
You're getting you're getting people to pay $2,000 a day. Could you call a fucking plumber and turn the water on?
I know.
What's going on
where
here?
Where is the money going?
What is happening? So Dessa was there Monday through Friday. And then she just tells us, and she gives us no details, so don't ask.
She gives us all the wrong details.
Yeah, there was a sick person there, as she said, that she had a relationship with, and he was dying. And I'm like, Dessa,
what does that mean?
Relationship were you having with this person?
And then she says,
they put this client in the back of the Suburban, not the back seat, the back of the Suburban, and took him to Orange County to a hospital so that he did not die at the ranch. They did not want that on their property.
They drove him to a local county hospital so he wouldn't die on the ranch.
Yep.
And she goes into his room, because remember, she's like the house cleaner. This man, there's no easy way to say this.
No.
He's been drinking the green juice all weekend. He shit all over his bed, the floor. She said there was a trail leading to the bathroom that if it were blood, it would look like a murder scene.
It was just, his body was rejecting it in every way possible. And it this is when Dessa, thank God for all of her faults. Is like, I'm quitting and going no contact immediately. And she walked out and has never spoken to this Robert person again.
And was probably so excited to sit down for this documentary. Let me tell you everything.
But I wonder, Dessa, if any other phone call was made. Was the only phone call made the phone call of Beth Karras in this documentary being like, do you want to talk about it? Or did you say, someone's got to look at what's going on here because people are dying.
Yeah, be a whistleblower.
They're dying violent, horrifying deaths. Imagine thinking that everything's, first of all, you haven't eaten in weeks. No solid food. And then you're just sick. Think about the worst food poisoning you've ever had.
Yeah.
And then multiply it by a million. Like, these people are just suffering.
And you have cancer. You know what I mean? Like, and untreated at this point, cancer.
And it stinks. And the guy's wearing his Mormon underwear. It's like, enough.
No.
So Jim Clark is here. He's an investigator with the San Diego County DA's office.
I love
office.
This guy.
And he tells us a story about this woman who was at the ranch, or whatever you want to call it, with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is like a very bad diagnosis.
So she comes to the ranch and Robert Young starts pumping her full of fluids. One day, on a ranch, the woman suddenly died.
However, I believe she didn't die from pancreatic cancer. I think she died from congestive heart failure, from being pumped with too much fluid.
She died of congenitive heart failure because of all of, like, the shit that they were putting in her body.
Like, she was pumped with too much fluid.
Like, alkaline, like, salt fluid. Like, we're going to hear from other family members that, like, their parents go there and, like, come back a week later 25 pounds heavier from all of the water that they've retained that this man's been giving
them. Yet they're weaker because they're not actually getting
any treatment for anything.
Or, like, sustenance in any way.
Right, yeah.
So let's talk to Mo. Mo is so great.
I love him.
He's 80. But he doesn't feel that way.
He says, chronologically, I'm an old fart. He looks great. We see him in his sauna. We see him working out. This guy is 80 and he's fit as a fiddle.
Age is just a number to Mo.
Yeah.
So Vicky is his wife, and she was also diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And she hears about Robert Young and this ranch. And she is one of those people. She's been through a lot. She's tried everything. She's scared.
And he promises her on day one, I can absolutely cure you.
He says, your body will heal itself. The only thing you have to do is push aside all traditional medicine. That is a major red flag.
Yeah, and follow my protocol to the letter.
Well, his protocol is just existing because his protocols are respiration, defecation, urination, perspiration.
Right.
Those are going to get rid of the toxins. First of all, everyone does those things in a single day. It's not even an idea. It's just literally what happens.
Beth Karras,
we're doing 2 out of 4 right now.
Yeah, well, I'm doing 3, but I'll let you guess.
What are you sweating?
Totally.
What are the other ones?
Beth Karras looks at the camera. She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You're selling this as this is your genius cure-all for literally everything.
And again, you're being told to ignore traditional medicine.
Yeah.
Because it's all a big part of the scam. It's all a big part of the lie. They're keeping this from you.
And the program, she says,
a lot of his program was based on colonics, lymph massages, green juices, alkaline water, and you get really, really sick. And Tracy did. According to Dr. Robert Young, she was detoxing from all the acid in her body.
Lymph massages? The neck?
He's killing these people.
Yes.
He's killing them.
And I guess my question is, does he believe it? Does he believe it, or is this 100% just a grift?
I think it's a grift. I do, because there's nothing here that tells me otherwise. It's not like he used to be a great doctor and now he's doing this. Well, he was just a scammer from the beginning.
Because show me the one person you cured cancer of.
Where is everybody?
Show me one person who had stage 4 cancer and is still alive 20 years later.
The only person who's been quote cured of anything is Dessa.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him.
And she didn't even have anything in the first place.
And she didn't even have cancer.
Girl, Rocket Money is a sponsor this week.
Yeah, we love Rocket Money.
I love Rocket Money. I was thinking about it last night when I went to bed because it's a finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions. And I was like, I need to I have it on one credit card and I need to put it on others because I'm like, I'm paying too much, girl.
Yeah, because Rocket Money can track the subscriptions.
Yes.
So you can see it all on the dashboard, which I love. Everything's in one place. So you can see, am I using that? Is that one worth it? What you're using, the frequency, how much everything costs.
Well, and also the app consolidates checking, savings, loans, investments into one single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture. And so, like, for me, I need everything in one place so I can see everything all at once, or else I will only look at one thing and then turn it off.
Yeah. So you can set, like, budgets and goals. You can get, like, personal insights, regular reports on what you're spending.
They also do automated savings, so you can help. Like, if you need that extra push to, like, build that savings account, that automated savings feature really is kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's one of those set it and forget it things.
Exactly. So, fam, like we said, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
So, Vicky, Mo's wife, because the only thing you're allowed to ingest is this fucking juice.
Oh,
God knows
God.
What's in it.
Yeah.
So Vicky, Mo's wife, is like, hi, it's been several days. I'd love some solid food. Like, she wants a sandwich.
Yeah.
The guy says no. He's like, that would be the worst thing for you. And so Mo, her husband's like, I'm sorry, what am I paying you for? Liquefied lettuce?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of this? Like, the bills are endless. And
yeah.
My wife is not feeling well and she's getting worse. And you're like denying her solid food?
Yeah. Yeah, and we're back with Jane, who's Tracy's sister-in-law, and she's talking about now how expensive it's getting. The bills are totally piling up. Jane, first of all, like, the husband isn't here, the sister-in-law is, whatever.
I know.
But, like, Jane offers to offset the bills by working in the kitchen, which is kind of amazing because it gives us a peek behind the curtain here a little bit.
Another thing that won't shock anybody is that this guy had his own secret stash.
When you go into the kitchen, there was four fridges there. And the fourth fridge was where he stored his secret stash of his eclairs and donuts and sandwiches. He would buy sandwiches and then eat them later in the day when we were kind of all settling.
All the stuff you're not allowed to eat, not even like vegetables, like just everything else. And he's got his own secret stash.
Can you imagine?
No. So, like, Vicky is getting sicker. Mo is getting pissed. The bills are piling up. They want out. And they're like, you know what? We're going back to traditional medicine. Like, this is not helping anything. And this piece of shit looks at them and goes, oh, yeah? You do that, you'll be dead in a week.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
It's also a red flag. Don't let anyone tell you what treatment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, but they don't listen to him. Like, they leave. They travel, and like for a little while, like things are going okay for them.
And we learn, or Mo has learned after the fact, that he was actually injecting his wife Vicky with baking soda.
Yeah.
And Beth is like, baking soda, like, is it terrible for you? Not really, but like it really depends on the content. Either way, it's not curing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Vicky goes back to traditional medicine, and things are like okay for a little bit. For like 3 years, she's better than she was. We'll say that.
And then she dies in February 2013, she dies. And Mo says, like, I was very sad, but I was very glad to know that she wasn't in pain anymore.
Right. And he says, like, maybe I could have had more time with her, because Mo maintains that this Robert Young guy shortened her life for sure.
No question.
Who knows what could have happened if she...
And tortured her for
tortured her.
Or however long it was.
Yeah, like psychological warfare of, like, depriving her of real food making her, like...
I'm sorry, if you have stage 4 cancer and you're in the end of your life, have every fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
Savor every moment. Do every last thing you ever wanted to do.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And it's also not going to make your cancer worse, I don't think. Again, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But like...
I feel like it's sandwich is fine.
Right?
You know what I mean? Steve and I have this like thing that we were listening to a podcast about. This is a little bit dark, but it's also a little bit funny. There's an end of life nurse who was talking on this podcast and was saying that, like, if you live in a state where you can't choose to die, the way that their patients will die is like to essentially starve them. It's like just like get off all the food. And she was discussing this with one of the patients, and he says to her, are you telling me I would have to give up my bourbon? And she goes, I mean, I think it's the last thing you should give up.
Right. What are we doing here?
I know.
What about like compassion and empathy and like, where's the human factor?
I know.
In this?
But literally.
You know?
You know who I think think of like some of the biggest heroes out there are the hospice care nurses.
Oh God.
I follow this hospice care nurse, Jackie, on Instagram.
Nurse Jackie?
Is it Vicky or hospice nurse Vicky? Maybe it's hospice nurse Vicky.
Jackie might just be a coincidence.
No, I think it is hospice nurse Jackie. I'm sure many of you know who she is.
Nurses out there named Jackie. I'm just saying.
Totally.
Just saying.
But like, I love her and she will always talk about like, she's just really honest and tells interesting stories about people at the end of their lives. And
yeah.
Anyway, these people who do like the actual healthcare are the heroes.
Right, because you're still a human being.
Yes.
In pain and hopefully not in pain. Like, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
So let's go to Fairfield, Connecticut. Kelly and Linda are such twins.
They are.
And they're here and they're going to tell us about their mother, Dolores, who was a fucking smoke show in their words.
They cannot, like, they are so happy to tell this story. They are talking over each other. Are we at a church?
And finishing each other's sentences.
Yeah,
they are great. They are like, they've been telling the story for the last 15 years and they just want everyone to know the truth about this piece of shit.
Well, their mom was never well.
We discovered in the early 2000s that she had cirrhosis of the liver.
Non-alcohol related.
From
the hepatitis
that she got from the dirty needle when we were little.
We cried in the doctor's office. It was devastating. It's a death sentence.
It is a death sentence, and we knew that.
The words they use are death sentence.
Yes, yes.
So their mother's absolutely wacky friend, Catherine, tells Dolores about Robert Young. And in April of 2008, Dolores goes to this ranch.
Now, they show us. They had a binder. Like, these girls love their fucking mom.
Yeah.
Like, they love their mother. They had a binder of 20 years of her medical records.
Sure.
That they put together to give to Robert Young to say, you now, they're like, we are trusting you to save her life.
You're legit. So we're going to give you her legitimate records so that you can help her and treat what this specific thing that she has.
Yes. And so they say, so the mom goes to the ranch. She comes back a couple weeks later and they see her and they're like, mom, what happened? They said she'd gained 50 pounds of fluid weight.
Because what they say, first of all, this guy says, oh, you have to get sicker before you get better.
Yeah.
And then this guy was pumping her with salt, which, as the twins say, does not jive with cirrhosis.
Right.
A real doctor would know that.
Exactly.
And he's, because he just does the same thing for everybody, the juice and the fucking baking soda IV, like,
this is the other thing too. Like, you were teasing me earlier in a very funny way about, like, do you think it was a real dog? Like, how did you not know? And I think that, like,
I didn't say that.
No. Like when I was saying he was a real doctor, you're like, you think, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh right.
Like, these two daughters strike me as, like, if anybody was going to do the research and make sure this guy was a real medical doctor, it would have been them. They clearly didn't do that because I think nobody would. I think it's like you somebody says later, you see a guy like in a white lab coat, tells you he's a doctor, says he can cure the cancer. You just believe it.
And I wonder, you know, if they say her mom was never well, I can't imagine living like that and just saying, I'm doing this. Like, I don't know if there was any talking Dolores out of this.
Totally. But I mean, I bet
it's perfect for this guy, right?
100%. And he counts on that. But I bet it would not have been hard. If they had gone to Dolores and been like, mom, we Googled the guy. He's not a real doctor. Maybe at that point.
Maybe.
But I feel like nobody did that. I feel like everyone just believes it.
And maybe she'd say, like, well, it's time for me to try something else. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what Dolores would have said.
Well, and you know, truly, maybe she's like, this is our last resort anyway.
I'm doing this.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
So they want their mother home, but she's too sick to fly. And Linda, to us, says, so this is insane. Are you ready? And I'm like, I love these two.
I know.
How she said that, like, it was just so real.
But the thing is, like, she's too sick to fly because she got sicker at the ranch.
Right. Which, like, is, like, all part of the plan, allegedly.
Right. Yeah.
It's just a way to keep you there for longer.
Right.
It's a way to respond to, like, doc, I'm really, like, I'm feeling worse than when I got here.
Yeah.
And for him to say,
I know,
that's,
it's all part of the plan. But the thing is, Linda, the daughter, goes to get her mother.
She's had it.
Had it.
I love a woman who's had it.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
Same.
That
Same.
Is the fucking
yes.
best. I can, like, hear the rhythm.
Wait, I feel like we cover almost nothing else on this
yeah.
podcast. Yeah.
I can hear the rhythm of her walk of being like, that's it.
Totally.
Like, strutting down the street. Like,
totally.
She has had it.
Well, because the thing is, she gets there.
I couldn't get my mother on the plane to New York until I paid her balance.
Which
for
was
the ranch.
$14,000.
Was not allowed to take my mother.
They are not allowing the mom to leave the ranch until the balance of $14,000 is paid.
So the memo on the check says mom.
Yeah. So this is my favorite part.
The best.
Linda writes the check. There, she gets to the, quote, wellness center. They're wheeling the mom out in a wheelchair. The mom's got the green juice.
She goes, she's sucking down that green juice.
She rips
sees the, red. Linda's
you
like,
tell the story.
Linda's like, she knows it's the fucking juice.
Yeah, she's
not mad at her mom. She's just mad at the fucking juice. But like the last thing she wanted to see after arguing over $14,000 is her mom with that goddamn green juice.
Yes.
Like enough. So she rips the cup out of her mother's hand and with every fiber of her being hurls it at the employee. And she goes, I hit her. I didn't care. I wanted to hurt her.
Yes.
Good for her,
yes,
I say.
Yes. She had, like, we get a reenactment of it. And you see the woman just like, oh, falling backwards with green juice
she
down the front.
She throws it at her and she goes, here's your fucking check. Give me my mother. And off they go. Is there anything better than a woman who's had it?
No.
And there's part of me that hates it because the shit she had to go through to get there.
I know.
But there's something like more of this energy. Like,
so good.
Here's your fucking, you want some green juice?
And the other thing about that whole thing too is that they put the green juice in the mom's hand as a prop. You know what I mean? To like on the way out, like here's here's your to-go green juice.
Not today, not with Linda.
Not with Linda.
Not at all.
No. Girl, Rocket Money is a sponsor this week.
Yeah, we love Rocket Money.
I love Rocket Money. I was thinking about it last night when I went to bed because it's a finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions. And I was like, I need to, like, I have it on one credit card and I need to put it on others because I'm like, I'm paying too much, girl.
Yeah, because Rocket Money can track the subscriptions.
Yes.
So you can see it all on the dashboard, which I love. Everything's in one place. So you can see, am I using that? Is that one worth it? Like, see what you're using, the frequency, how much everything costs.
Well, and also the app consolidates checking, savings, loans, investments into one single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture. And so, like, for me, I need everything in one place so I can see everything all at once, or else I will only look at one thing and then turn it off.
Yeah. So you can set, like, budgets and goals. You can get, like, personal insights, regular reports on what you're spending.
They also do automated savings so you can help. Like, if you need that extra push to, like, build that savings account, that automated savings feature really is kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's one of those set it and forget it things.
Exactly. So, fam, like we said, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed. So Dolores is home and she, like most people would be, she's like a little embarrassed that she fell for it. She's just feeling like not great, but that doesn't last very long.
So once she got over her embarrassment,
she got pissed.
She got really angry. And she said,
we need to stop him. And then we got to work.
They all decide as a family, we got to get this guy. And it's them who are like, this guy's not a fucking medical doctor.
Women who've had it.
And Beth tells us he got an undergraduate, a master's and a PhD in 2.5 years at a place she calls a diploma mill.
In Alabama. It's closed now.
How on earth is that possible?
He just bought them. You know, like, oh, a fast track. It's all bullshit, you know?
I mean,
and I guess it, like, no one, to your point before, who's in the office saying, can I see that diploma?
I used to say that to people all the time. Like, I would, you know, I graduated from Emerson College, but I could have just said I did. Who ever checks into that?
No.
When you're, like, filling out a job application.
Your grades, your transcripts.
Yeah, like, no one's ever going to confirm. Like, maybe if I was going to law school or something, but, like, for any regular job, like, if I'm going to go work at, like, a museum, and they're, like, write down the name of your college. No one's calling. Yeah.
I had a professor in college who was one of those very, very cool professors who taught a lot of, like, music in the American experience or, like, you know, cool pop culture stuff. And in his office, after he had graduated, he ripped up his diploma. I guess it was in like the 60s or 70s.
Okay.
And he ripped it up. And so the frame was his, like, because his mom like collected it. She was like, you worked a lot for this. So the frame, the diploma that he had was like all the pieces in the frame.
I love that. Very cool. Very counterculture.
But the point is, I don't know where my diploma is. I didn't go to my college graduation. I graduated. Yeah. Did I go to my college graduation?
I went. I was really proud. Like I was, you know,
oh, yes, I did. Because sorry. The dean said a nice thing to me after she was horrible to me after freshman year. But anyway, I did go. But
I went to my college graduation and then it took me 25 years to pay off my loans.
I mean,
for my degree in theater studies.
Where's your diploma?
Oh, I know where it is. It's like in a box in my closet at home.
That's where it belongs.
Yeah, 100%.
Or in your mom's closet.
I mean, unless
somewhere.
You're like if you're really proud of your diploma, display it wherever you want. But like for me,
But for people who like, it doesn't matter. No one's
looking.
But it is a communications degree. How about that?
Mine's not. Mine's a theater. Wait, yours is?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
Kind of crazy, right?
Totally.
Wild.
We should go teach a podcasting class at Emerson. Can you imagine?
You should do it.
Yeah.
Or do like, you know, don't they have like guest speakers or, you know,
you
like
graduates?
You would
think Emerson at some point would have reached out to me and been like, come talk to our kids. I'm like the number one person you call for that.
Alumna?
Go do that anytime. Emerson does not care about me.
Emerson.
I know. Whatever.
What's your problem, girl?
Whatever.
You should rip up that diploma.
You know what? I'm going to do that when I can.
No. If you love your diploma, you should love it. I hate this guy.
Like, proud to have gone to school. Whatever.
I just hate this guy. And he's using it again as a prop. Well, that's all I'm saying.
So Beth is on the phone with him from prison and he's like, I never told anybody I was a medical doctor. What are you talking about?
And Beth says to us, this guy's a fraud.
Yeah.
Now we're back with Investigator Jim, who's posing for the gods. Let me just set the scene.
He's like doing slow motion water.
And he's doing like.
Yeah.
But
going down a water slide.
But his pool has a waterfall.
Yeah.
We hear it in the audio. The only thing I thought about was the sound people must have. It must have driven them nuts because you can hear it.
Yeah.
As you hear the like, shh.
I love that the sound people were like, we're going to have to work this in. Jim, you're going to have to give us like a photo shoot so it can make sense why we're out by your pool with the water thing on.
Right. I wonder if it was Jim being like, you're shooting me by the waterfall now. That's why I have this thing.
He literally comes out of the water and does one of those like Ariel, the Little Mermaid. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Anyway, the sisters tell him about the
ranch. You know what boat stands for?
What is it?
Break out another thousand.
Yeah.
Jim.
The boat jokes are endless about like.
So good.
It's so expensive to have a boat.
I just thought that was so. I love that they included it.
And as he's working on his boat, like, Jim, you got jokes. You love the waterfall.
I know.
Do you have a smoke show wife?
Well, you know he does, but it's also like, Jim, how do you have all this money to have like all this fancy stuff?
He's an investigator.
He is.
The sound must have driven those people nuts, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the sisters and Dolores tell him about the ranch, that this guy is diagnosing people. He's giving them IVs. He's not licensed to do any of this because all of this really comes down to the IV usage.
This is
how we're going to get him because that's illegal in California.
Because that's the thing.
Because he's breaking the skin with a needle of patients. And in California, that is illegal unless you are a doctor or, say, a nurse working under a doctor. That wasn't happening.
If you're not a doctor or a nurse, you literally can't break the skin.
Right.
Whatever the guy's name is, Robert, is like running around at his facility, like sticking needles in everybody.
Like for fun.
For fun.
So it's the IV usage and the money, obviously.
And the whole thing about the IVs is that like, and this is where Jim really like puts on his investigator hat. He's buying these IVs for $5 or $10 and selling them to the patients or like charging them up $500 to $1,000 per use.
Now,
so that's what this is all about.
Right. Now, the difference in price isn't all that different from the healthcare system in this country. Anyway.
Which I'm sure is what he says when asked.
Right. Or you know? How he justifies, look, they're going to be paying an arm and leg anyway.
Yeah.
So why not give it to me?
But the whole thing is like, but Jim, like people go to school for this and like spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars to earn the right to rip us off through our healthcare.
There's a chance that like, the real medicine that you have to pay $60,000 for will work as opposed to you having this horrible death because your body is rejecting it and it wants a goddamn fucking sandwich or a piece of pizza.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like at somewhere along the way, this guy learned the markup of an IV and was like, how can I turn this into a fraudulent business where I can just scam people?
Well, maybe one of the actual medical doctors he's getting the IVs from told him about these markups.
During the search warrant of the ranch, we found documentation that had a fee-splitting agreement between Robert Young and this doctor for IVs. So at $500 a pop, this doctor was receiving 40% of the cost of the IVs.
He's got like a share with an actual doctor who's writing the prescriptions for him to get the IVs, and this medical doctor is taking 40% death penalty.
Yeah.
Death penalty for this. Tell me this, they know who this is and he lost his, why aren't we getting this guy's name?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you.
You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So the charges are practicing medicine without a license, and he's getting one charge for every confirmed IV that he administered.
Now, he says he only ever did one, and he says, I never put it in, but I did once take it out. How are they confirming this, I guess I'm wondering.
Maybe witnesses, testimony or something. I don't know. But like practicing medicine without a license can also just be a blanket statement. Like, this guy should be shut down and arrested anyway. I don't care how many IVs he did.
30 years of prison.
I don't care if it was one. I don't care if you watched someone else do it at this fucking disgusting, filthy ranch.
Oh, my God. I just remembered that his toilet didn't flush.
I know.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's all bad. Arrest him for all of it. I don't give a shit.
Well, you know who's going to get him off? Paul Finkst.
Okay. Paul Finkst. They say, and everyone knows Paul Finkst. And I'm like, who's Paul Finkst?
We've been doing this for 9 years. We've never heard this guy's name before.
And then he sits down. I'm like, hi, Paul Finkst.
Hi, Paul.
Who are you? Also, Paul Finkst with a P.
I know.
It's P-F-I-N-G-S-T.
See, and I'm like, that couldn't have been an easy growing up.
I don't know. Paul Finkst, whatever.
Paul Finkst. Paul sucks.
Like, he sucks. He goes,
the assistant district attorney said that she was going to prove that he had murdered 15 people. His attorney at the time said, this isn't a murder case. This is practicing medicine without a license.
This isn't a murder trial. It's practicing medicine without a license. I'm like, guess what, Paul? It's both.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell that to Mo.
Paul just thinks it's all so simple.
He's like, you know, and I hate when people do that of like, you know, there's like real murderers out
there. Yeah.
Your client's one of them, asshole.
No question. Like, people died at his ranch. Somebody said they were going to try to get him on 14 murders. I was like, did 14 people die at this guy's ranch?
I wonder what the numbers are. How many people went to the ranch at all?
Yeah,
How many people went to the ranch? How many people died on the ranch? How many people were at the ranch up until the 2 seconds before they died and they were dumped at a fucking hospital?
Right.
Or how many people's Lindas right. and her twin came and said, get the fuck out of here?
Or how many of them were Vicky that like came to the ranch, like was tortured and tormented, had years taken off their lives, left, and then died a year later?
I would love to know.
Blood on his hands for all of it.
Like, of those 14 people, I would really love to know the breakdown of who stayed for how long, who pulled them out. Because this guy does have a lot of other lawsuits that we don't talk about here.
Right,
like,
yeah.
My God. So there was a mistrial on the grand theft charges because of all the money.
But Beth is like, he did eventually plead guilty to that. Okay.
Okay, good.
Right, we got him on that.
I'll take the win where I can get it, Beth.
Exactly.
He was convicted on 2 counts of practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah, he gets 3 years and 8 months. He only serves 40 days in county jail.
But don't worry, because this guy is such a piece of shit that there are more charges to bring him, and something else we didn't even talk about here.
It's just absolutely wild. Like, we learn in the end that in 2025, Robert Young was sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison for willful abuse of an elder. Who? Theft from an elder, practicing without a license. Crimes they say that are unrelated to the allegations in this episode. He'll be eligible for parole in December 2027. But don't worry, he's bringing juicing to the prison system.
Oh, good.
We like ends with him on the phone with Beth Karras talking about how he spent the whole day juicing and now he's talking to like the California prison system about juicing in prison.
Because the conditions aren't inhumane enough.
Exactly.
Let's get this asshole and his green juice in there.
Oh my God, girl. We did the curious case of Robert Young death by detox.
And like, get that question mark away from me at the end.
It's what? This feels like something that somebody at whatever network makes this was like, can we do this? Like, this is this like weird case that I'm obsessed with.
It is a very, and there's a lot, like you can do a deep dive on him. There's like a lot of other things here. And this case with the elder abuse, like there was some other woman named in it. Like, it's just a mess.
I mean, wow.
He sucks.
Anyway, fam, join the Facebook group. Get in there. Tell us your thoughts on green juice and cleansing.
Oh my God.
Join the Discord.
Yeah.
Links for both in the show notes.
Yeah. Tell us about your legit alternative medicine
stories. Totally. Yeah.
I know they're out there.
That's a good call. Get in there and tell us the good ones.
Yeah.
What are we doing next?
Oh my God. Okay. That new show, Dirty Rotten Scandals, that came out.
Oh yeah.
The first two episodes are Dr. Phil.
Oh.
So it's 2 45-minute episodes. We'll do it in one, obviously. Yes. We are going to drag Dr. Phil and also Oprah.
She is like the founder of Dr. Phil.
Yeah. And Dr. Oz.
Yes. Oh my God. That's
bad doctors, but this is really, I mean, the total abuse that these people had to endure through, like, for some stupid show.
Oh, my God.
He's a monster, but we'll dive in next week.
Okay, can't wait. Bye.
Bye, be safe, please, love you, bye.
Bye.
Doctor, tell it like it is, Phil McGraw.
I would like for people to have a real idea about Dr. Phil.
They are there to get you in and out so fast. Have a taxi cab literally sitting out there. I bawled my eyes out in that cab.
They're set up to fail. They're manipulated.
We had to do absolutely everything that we could to get them there.
I had no say in anything at all the entire time we were there.
My traumatic experiences were seen as entertainment.
Fear is permanent. Every day.
It was a cult. You feel like you're working for the devil.
Technically, he's not a real doctor, but like, he's Dr. Phil. That's his whole brand.
He is no stranger to controversy, and television's Dr. Phil is under fire once again today.